expanding the capacity of your spiritual energies for goals, achievements, and manifestations. The concept of spiritual energies holds a special place. Spiritual energies, the very essence of our being, are akin to the potential energy stored in a power bank. Just as different power banks possess varying capacities, each individual's repository of spiritual energy is distinctive. Allow me to take you on a profound journey of exploring and expanding these energies. Imagine your own existence as a grandiose reservoir of power, and let us traverse the realms of consciousness, neurology, and spirituality. In the realm of technology, a device as complex and versatile as a laptop requires a high-capacity power supply, especially if it runs sophisticated software. In a parallel universe of human experience, complex ambitions and manifestations require a larger reservoir of spiritual energies. Imagine your mind as an intricate quantum computer, running codes not in binary but in the pulsating vibrations of the cosmos. To accomplish grand visions, you need an equally grand power supply. Now, where does this energy primarily dissipate? Our mental faculties are like hungry processors constantly consuming energy. More than 80% of our energies are expended on mental activities such as emotions, judgments, and intellect. Before a painter's hand moves, the mind paints 1,000 pictures. Before a writer pens down a word, countless stories have already been woven in the mind. This illustrates how vital our thoughts and emotions are in governing our spiritual energies. Being conscious and cognizant of our thought patterns is akin to monitoring the performance matrix of a supercomputer. Drawing an analogy from the physical world, the expansion of spiritual energies can be compared to building muscles. Muscles grow through stress and repair. As we work out, our muscle fibers are torn and then repaired through a cellular process, leading to muscle hypertrophy. Our spiritual muscle building process has an intimate relationship with the neurons in our brain. In neuroscience, it is known that the brain is an ever-evolving, dynamic organ. The concept of neuroplasticity implies that our brains can form new neuronal connections throughout life. These connections are not just an amalgamation of firing synapses. They represent the very architecture of our thoughts, emotions, and, by extension, our spiritual energies. As we venture beyond our comfort zones, face challenges, and seek new knowledge, we foster the growth of neurons. These newly formed neurons are like nascent streams contributing to the grand river of our spiritual energies. Furthermore, engaging in meditation and deep contemplation enhances the connectivity between different regions of the brain. It's as if you are the maestro of an orchestra, harmonizing different sections to create a symphony. This harmony is an expansion of your spiritual energies, where every note is a vibrating frequency adding depth to your inner reservoir. Conversely, when faced with challenges and tribulations, it is essential to recognize these as opportunities for spiritual growth. Each challenge is like a barbell adding resistance, and overcoming it builds our spiritual fortitude. The neurons forged in the crucibles of adversity are like precious gems added to our treasury. It's really as straightforward as this. When we nudge ourselves out of our cozy comfort zones and operate at a level that surpasses our basic or primal instincts, our brains get into this mode where new neurons start popping up. As these neurons multiply, the capacity of our spiritual energies just takes off like a rocket. It's like adding extra storage space for all that amazing spiritual energy to thrive in. For example, engaging in acts of kindness, generosity, merit-making, and helping others to reach self-actualization. These are activities that are beyond basic, primal instincts, and these are conscious activities and deeds that bring about a form of spiritual alchemy too. It purifies and expands our energies, converting base metal into gold, as it were. It adds to our reservoir not just in quantity but in quality, enhancing the richness of our spiritual essence. It's crucial to make a distinction here. Stress, worries, fears, and resentments can be sneaky little energy vampires. They might seem like they're pushing you out of your comfort zone, but nope, they're actually luring you into a different kind of comfort zone. It's like a deceptive cushion that's not so cushy. These states are more like the mind's guilty pleasures that drain the spirit. They're putting a strain on your body and mind and playing this weird trick where they gobble up your neurons and energies. Now, here's the magical twist. If you have the awareness of mind to actually catch yourself in the whirlwind of these powerful emotions like anger or fear, you can turn the tables. It's like harnessing the wind to power a turbine. Once you're aware of what's happening inside your head, you can consciously choose to morph those raging energies into something constructive. This awareness is like having the recipe to transmute base metals into gold. You take that energy, give it a good shake, and redirect it towards actions and thoughts that build bridges instead of walls. The key here is to be like a vigilant sentry of your own mind, spotting those crafty thought patterns and saying, "Aha! Gotcha! Now let's make some lemonade out of these lemons." As we forge ahead, let us continually reiterate the importance of awareness. Being conscious of our thoughts and emotions, learning and growing, embracing challenges, and cultivating kindness and compassion are the tools and exercises for expanding our spiritual energy capacity. This odyssey of self-realization and expansion is boundless. Like an adept alchemist or a maestro, we must continually work towards harmonizing, purifying, and augmenting our spiritual reservoir. Let the neurons in your brain dance to the rhythm of the cosmos, and may your spiritual energy surge like a boundless ocean, enriched and ever-expanding. The symphony of your soul awaits your baton. Conduct it with wisdom and grace.